At the new UW La Crosse Veterans Center, students chat in a corner while eating pizza as another student concentrates on his homework. This year, there are about 300 known veterans at UWL, up from 250 last year. Student Veterans Association President Spencer Niebuhr served in the Navy for 6 years. He says the space gives the growing number of vets a place where they can relate to each other.
If you're having a bad day or having a problem adjusting or have a question about campus, you can ask everybody in here because we've all had the same growing pains as far as assimilating into the college lifestyle from combat to college.
SVA advisor Carol Oyster says transitioning into civilian life can be hard, especially for veterans entering college.
And the research is very clear that a lot of veterans feel like they're really not getting much support and much welcoming at campuses. And those campuses that do have organizations, and especially those that have centers, the students tend to do better in terms of their grade point averages, and they tend to stay and graduate.
Just a few blocks away at Western Technical College, Veterans Services have added an admissions advisor to help guide students through the complicated GI Bill process. They're also providing more outreach services at the TOMA campus. Veterans receiving GI Bill benefits at Wisconsin Technical College schools has spiked. In 2005, there were about 800 vets. Last year, there were more than 3,500. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.